Are you ready to get fired up about Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat? This new show is unleashed, unshaken, unstoppable as Dr. Pat brings mind-blowing news, conversations with top world thought leaders, unleashed like never heard before. Conversations covering leading edge and headline-worthy topics from pop culture to presidents, sex to spirituality, surviving to thriving. Dr. Pat is Power Up, and you don't want to miss it. Think authentic and spontaneous. Fun, no matter what. Power Up Radio starts now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. One of the things I just want to say to all of you is a couple of weeks ago, myself, Megan Edge, we did a show, and we did a show talking about many of you interpreted the show as reproductive rights. Let me just tell you what the show is about. The show is about what rights we have, both men and women, when it comes to our bodies. And today, I'm hoping that we're going to shed some light on something I said in the show and had no idea that while I was saying it in the show, that there was actually an author out there, that there was somebody speaking out about circumcision. And one of the things that I brought up was, is there anything about this that makes any sense for how we can explain that? And today, Anthony LoSquadro is joining me here today. We're going to talk about that because one of the things that came across my desk, believe it or not, was an article, more importantly, was information that talked directly about what I said. Now, I must say that at the time when I said it, I did not know that there were people like Anthony out there that were literally not just looking at what this is about, but were studying the effects, that were talking about how circumcision damages your mental health. And so there is the body of work that Anthony has put together, Anthony LoSquadro has put together, where, you know, he's talking about the psychological effects on infants, adolescents, and post-traumatic stress disorder. So for those of you that sent me all of those emails talking to me that I was saying something that wasn't true or talking about something that didn't exist, I want to say that God, spirit, universe has a very interesting way of operating. And lo and behold, a week after Megan and I talked about this, because we are not experts in this, this comes across my desk. For those of you out there, let me just tell you, Anthony is the founder and director of Intaction. He is the founder and organization of an effort to give children a voice over their body autonomy, right? And to raise awareness on the importance of an intact body. So when we're talking about Intaction, we're talking about an intact body. You know, he is out in front. And what he says is, once I understood what our society did to babies, I knew this had to be stopped. And so he has spoken before the Commonwealth of Massachusetts State Senate Joint Committee on about circumcision legislation, and he has presented information, maximum impact. And so today, believe it or not, like, you know, unbeknownst to me or Megan Edge at the time, there was somebody that took this on. And what does it mean to take it on? You know, what does it mean when you have someone like Anthony who steps out and says, wait a minute, there's something going on here that absolutely is a giant disconnect. And it ties right in to what we're saying. What it means is that today on the show, we're going to hear from his perspective. And it's not a mistake that Megan and I were talking about this, and then across my desk comes a press release of someone out there, Anthony LoSquadro, talking about this and what the psychological effects are on infants, adolescents, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Anthony, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us today. Well, maybe I don't have Anthony. Yeah, let me go to a short break, everybody. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm hoping I will have Anthony. We'll be right back.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. As I said, we are talking about psychological effects on infants and adolescents and post-traumatic stress disorder. And think about this for a minute. You know, I told you that Anthony LaSquadra is joining me here today. And there's a reason that this is an important conversation, because those of us that study in the field of psychology or otherwise, there are certain questions we ask ourselves, but very few answers a lot of the times. We don't get many of those. So then we go on a journey like I did to study the consequences of broken promises. Or if you're Anthony, you take a look at what happens to infants and what happens when you enter a field and a focus of research. The results, while common sense may make a bold statement, the studies and the research say more. Anthony, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for speaking with me today, Dr. Pat.
Look, Megan and I made a comment on a show 2 weeks ago, and we challenged the question, you know, that what happens to our bodies is not just a question for women. Today's show really gets at something that's directly affects men. And in our interview, we brought up circumcision because it's not an area we know about, but you do. Your article and the research and the work you've done literally points out 7 ways that circumcision damages mental health. Let's start that conversation. What is it about this topic that got your attention?
Well, you know, there's so much about this. You know, my job is a little bit unusual because it's telling people that having foreskin as a male, it's normal. It's a natural body part. And this is something that the rest of the world doesn't do. It's really just America and some religious back people of religious backgrounds. But for the most part, most of the world doesn't do this. And, as I was a child, I went to Italy. I went to Florence, Italy, and I saw some of the statues and sculptures. And they were all intact. And I started to wonder, why were their penises different from Americans' penises?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that would make sense. That would be something that you would think about. But you wouldn't think about the next question that goes with that. And that's kind of like, what the heck's going on? Because we're not talking. Look, I come from an Italian family. And one of the things that happens in, at least it did once upon a time in Italian family, is we all got our ears pierced, right? So that was a thing. That's like you're an infant and you get your ears pierced. But this, how many people have actually questioned this act, the act of circumcision?
Well, you know, it's really, as I said before, it's an American phenomena that started about 100 years ago, because back then, Americans were obsessed about stopping masturbation in boys. So they thought by removing the foreskin, they would remove some of the sensitivity and inhibit that practice. And there's celebrity doctors of the time, like Dr. Kellogg, that was an advocate of this practice. And it kind of caught on and it became a business and it became a money-making business for American doctors. So now, later on, as people have access to information, here we are in 2019, people are really starting to question this and saying this isn't necessary. You know, over 22 medical associations around the world specifically say, do not circumcise baby boys. Foreskin is there for a reason. It has what we call the four powers. It provides pleasure, protection, lubrication, and connection. Nature put it on our bodies for a reason. So people are questioning this, and the impact it has on a male, for those that are able to recognize that, they can be very unhappy about what was done to them.
Mm-hmm. And let's break it down into the terms that you cite, because I think when I think about this, I go into a moment of shock. Let's talk about the effects that you reference, right? The damages. Let's talk about pain. You know, we now have studies across the board, and it doesn't matter what culture you're talking about, it doesn't matter where you are, but we now know that pain to infants, right? Not just emotional, but physical pain to infants has a huge effect in the area of brain research. Tell us about the factor, the pain factor.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Pat. You know, a lot of Americans like to brush off the pain issue because they feel babies can't remember it, so therefore it has no impact. And what people have to understand is that just because a child can't remember something, that doesn't mean it doesn't affect him. You know, the pain and trauma done to babies during circumcision has been associated to changes in the brain, and particularly the hippocampus, which is the area that controls memory and emotion, and other functions crucial for development and cognitive function. There were studies done by Vanderbilt University, American Academy of Pediatrics, and traumatic pain has a significant impact on babies.
So this is like one of those things that you go to school for like a bunch of years, right? And you go to school because we have to go to school or we have to educate ourselves. And the common sense parts of us say, yeah, if you inflict pain on an infant, it's going to have short term, but does it have any long term results? Let's jump to a conversation about a longer term result, because we're going to drill down in each of these. OK, but the thing that we don't realize is the damage can have lasting effects. First of all, psychological effects. PTSD, that is something that happens and it has longer term effects. Is this what you're pointing to in this particular circumstance for these infants?
PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, is definitely caused by circumcision. And that's just one of the things. And some of you listeners might be saying, Well, the doctors give my son anesthesia, so he didn't feel anything, or he slept through it. And people have to understand that babies are not given effective anesthesia because they cannot tolerate it. Doctors may put some ointment on it called an Emla cream. And if I was to put some of that cream on your arm and then stick you with a needle, you would hit the ceiling. So there's no effective pain management for babies undergoing circumcision. Mm. Babies feel this. They feel every bit of it. And if they think that the baby's sleeping through it, he's not sleeping through it. He's in a state of shock. I had a neurodiagnostic technician from Cedars-Sinai call and tell me that oftentimes babies, directly after circumcision, doctors would be in a panic because it seemed like the babies were going into a seizure, and they would do brainwave studies on the baby. And they didn't find any abnormalities, but they were having a seizure or a seizure-like effect from the pain of circumcision. And that could be erratic breathing, their eyes rolling back in their head. Baby's captive. He can't move. He's tied down and strapped down in this contraption where they cut off and crush part of his genitals. And they go into shock sometimes. That's some of the effects of the pain that they have to endure, sometimes only a day old.
You know, Anthony, I'm touching upon one thing, right? The pain. Let's talk about the psychological consequences, right? Because we now have a body of work for men's studies, right, of men who were circumcised in infancy. And, I was a little bit surprised, I must say, but then not surprised. Let's talk about some of that research and what we have now know about the psychological consequences for adults, adult men.
Well, there's a couple things. There's the psychological consequences. And then I think, a young man growing up, he sees a scar on his penis that nobody talks about. And some guys can take that as a betrayal, that part of their body was removed because their parents thought it was good enough for them, and they were not in the child was not in a position to object or say, I don't want this, and it was done to them because the parents could. I think young people, a young male growing up, could feel like he was betrayed because his parents didn't protect him. There's also another issue. You hear a lot of today about Me Too and toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. And how do we expect young men, or just men in general, how do we expect them to respect a woman's body and a woman's space when their own body and their own space, their own autonomy was not protected or given any consideration when they were just a few days or maybe even a few hours old?
Yeah, I think that's a very pointed question, because we can expect to understand something, but to empathize with it is way different. And that's really what you're talking about. You know, one of the things I was struck by in the work that you're doing is looking at where we are, in those years in between, right? Where we are with where the CDC operates from all of this, especially when we're looking at, children, adolescents, right? And some of these medical procedures that are often experienced and traumatic. Give us an idea of the range of what we're talking about here.
Oh, are we talking about later on in life?
Yeah.
Well, there's an interesting study that was published in the Journal of Men's Health, and they found that males exposed to circumcision trauma had higher rates of personality trait disorder, in which they had difficulty identifying and expressing their feelings. The technical name for that is called alixithymia. You don't have to know that, but there has been studies shown that men have been subjected to the circumcision trauma. Later on in life, it affects them. Look, there are young men that have committed suicide over this because they either couldn't come to grips with it, or the surgery was botched and they felt that they could never be normal again, or they could not engage in a normal relationship. And they would rather end their life than have to deal with this. Or they couldn't handle the feelings of betrayal they had from their parents. I had a personal friend that committed suicide over this issue. And so people tend to think, well, it's a penis, let's make jokes about it, or why don't you have something better to do with your time than work on this issue? And they say that callously, but people don't understand how much this can affect a man later on in life.
Yeah. You know, we're going to take a short break, Anthony. And when we come back, one of the things I really want to explore with you, and I'll make sure people have lots of information, is, you know, we're talking about this almost as if the harm that's done is marginal. When we come back, I want to go into something you said. You know, the significant psychological effects, the effects that would have someone take their own life, right? And I think you talked about it in three ways. So I hope you'll stay for one more segment, if you don't mind. And I want to talk about the full scope of physical, mental, emotional pain, and talk about why, if we know all this, is it so hard to do anything about it? Let's take a short break, everybody. Anthony, before we go to break, what's the best website people can go to find out about you?
Our website is intaction.org, intaction.org. We're also on Facebook, and we also have a YouTube channel.
Awesome. Anthony LaSquadro, when we come back, we're going to be talking about, look, putting this all together, what does it mean? Putting it all together, what is it?
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedman.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
everybody. Great to have you tuning us in, turning us on here on Power Up Radio. Look, this is a follow-up to a conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago on the show. And at that time, didn't really have the kind of information that we're sharing with you today. Anthony, thank you for coming on. This is more than just information to you. This is your life's work. So thank you for that. And we also gave out the website for people to be, you know, get engaged. I wanted to take a minute and kind of bring this all together and have you talk about the complete effects of circumcision or, you know, this particular action or actions like this for an infant has wide range and lasting effects. But yet we're talking about kind of almost like something that government agencies like the CDC says, oh, it's okay, just follow the guidelines. Give us an education on this.
We have to understand agencies like the CDC, they tend to want to protect the status quo, and they help perpetuate some of the myths that circumcision has medical benefits. When, you know, this doesn't, when none of the European medical associations believe in that. You have agencies like the American Academy of Pediatrics, which hold themselves out as experts in the area of health care for children. But what they really end up being, once you pull back the curtain, is they're a lobbying association for doctors and to make sure that insurance reimbursements are maintained. So you got to be a little bit careful where you're getting your information from. And where my information comes from is common sense. And nature put our foreskin on men's bodies. And incidentally, women have foreskin too in the form of clitoral hood. It put it on our bodies for a reason. And it became this cultural practice to cut it off. And it's just one of the strangest things.
It's the strangest things, but for some religions, it's a necessity. And so what kind of backlash do you get from that? You and I were talking during the break, and I was sharing a story that, you know, for me, I have or had a friend, and what she went through with literally castration of sorts, right, due to a religious issue requirement, whatever you want to call it, for somebody like me, I'm in shock. I'm in shock. But as an infant, you basically don't have a voice at all. Where do you see us making progress here? And what do we need to do to educate people about this?
Well, you know, people just need information. And that's one of the things our organization does. We run public events where we engage people in face-to-face discussions, and we hand out literature, and we give them an opportunity to ask these questions. And generally, we find once they get the information, they say, you know what, this makes, what you're saying makes sense, and cutting off body parts doesn't make sense. You know, when it comes to religion, male circumcision is required by, like, for instance, Judaism and Islam. Yeah. But what some people of the Jewish faith are doing now is there's a new ritual called Brit Shalom, in which they welcome the baby, they have the ceremony, they do everything the same, except they don't cut off any body parts. And they recognize that, you know what, this is an antiquated practice, and just because it was done 1,000 years ago, we're not going to follow that anymore. But we could still be Jewish. We could still be who we are. So there's a number of Jewish people, and incidentally, half of our board of directors are either Jewish or of Jewish background. So people are deciding, you know, just because something was written thousands of years ago, we're not going to follow that anymore. We've been enlightened a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading an article on the damage associated with this in so many ways. And one of the things I was struck by, and I do want to ask you about it, clearly some of the more obvious damages come to the mind, right? You know, the shaming, the post-trauma. But the one thing I came across, which I didn't know in an article I read, had to do with pain from the circumcision that alters the brain. And I looked at that, and I looked at a number of different research articles from that. And then I thought, of course, but boy, that alone should get people's attention, no?
Yeah, I mean, you would think so. You know, a number of organizations, I mean, the American Academy of Pediatrics said that, you know, exposure to painful stimuli early in life is known to have short and long-term consequences. You have to realize they take a baby that's just been born and they strap them down in this contraction, spread eagle, and they start basically tearing the foreskin off. Yep. And they put this device on that crushes it. And it's like, it would be like getting your finger slammed shut in the car door, except we're going to keep the car door shut until the bleeding stops. The baby has to go through this for 15 minutes or longer. It's not, people think it's, you know, one of the funniest things we hear, not funny, it's kind of sad actually. They say, well, it's just a snip, like it's just over in a second, like it's flipping a fingernail. And it's not. It's a procedure that takes time and is done with little to no anesthesia, and the pain and the burning, it's like having a severe laceration, and that the baby has to deal with for days and days afterwards. And circumcised babies often don't want to breastfeed, because of the pain and what was done to them is impacting them.
Yeah. You know, this kind of question is going to bring it full circle, I think, for us here. And I want to thank you for your time. One of the things that started the conversation here with us and really that got my attention was research that comes out. And it doesn't say a handful of the boys circumcised, right? Usually research will give you a statistic or they'll give you a number and then you have to, you know, draw your own conclusion. But one of the things that multiple articles have said, and that majority of boys circumcised as children and adolescents meet diagnostic criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder, what we were talking about before. And so these studies that were done, and people always like to question this. They're like, well, how many people was that? Well, in one study, it was over 1,000 of them, right? And so we're looking at this, and we're looking at this being according to a rating scale. And so when you see that a majority of these boys met the full diagnostic criteria, right? So there's a full diagnostic criteria, but then there's also other subcategories. But over half met this criteria, we still don't know the longer term impacts of this. But what could we say about post-traumatic stress disorder that gets untreated? Because you and I both know about that. Let's talk about that. Because if you don't know that's what you have, and you're not sure that this is the reason for it, you're not going to seek any help. And so how does the accumulation of this trauma, how does this accumulation over a lifetime, how does it add up? And then what is the end game for these folks in even getting help?
Well, I mean, some men are very affected by this. They have to seek counseling to help them deal with the feelings and what was done to them. You know, like I said, I know a couple of young men that took their own life over this, because that was an easier way out for them than dealing with these problems. And it's not only PTSD. I mean, there was a study out of the University of Sheffield that found the stress of circumcision increases the rates of SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome in baby boys. And it's another stressor that's added on to a young infant's life that for some babies, they can't. That's just like the straw that breaks the camel's back. That's the last thing. And it could affect their breathing when they're sleeping and other issues. And circumcised babies have a higher SIDS rate. So it's the SIDS, it's the PTSD. These are all indicators that circumcision is causing some real emotional, psychological harm to our children.
I would be remiss if I didn't make a comment and have you comment on the role of the CDC in here, Center for Disease Control, because, I mean, this would not be the only time they don't get something right, right? They do a lot of great things. But, you know, the question mark is, you know, since these studies have been done, right, have you, your organization, have you made any leeway with the CDC?
It's an interesting question. You know, I think it was around 2014, the CDC was preparing to issue a policy statement recommending infant circumcision for health benefits. And they put their policy out for public comment, and they got slammed. Public comments were overwhelmingly against it. And then I know there was one medical researcher that was able to prove that their evidence was junk, was junk science, and they shelved their policy statement. So they, you know, they had to backtrack. They were out there to promote this. They thought it was a good idea, and they had to backtrack on it. And again, 22 medical associations around the world specifically say there are no medical benefits for circumcision. They do not, Canadian Pediatric Society does not recommend infant circumcision. Most of medical associations around the world, if they have a policy statement, they say it's not necessary. But our CDC, they went off on a weird track for some reason, but then they had to cancel it.
Yeah. And they certainly have done that with Lyme disease. So that's, you know, that's just one other example. But you've done a great job on your website by sitting down. And I love what you've done, where you outline 10 common myths, meaning like these are not true about circumcision, right? And you outline them so beautifully. But one of the things I think that we don't know if we don't read this is the fact that people actually believe these things, right? Like the fact that everyone is circumcised. There's a belief to about 20% of the population or some large percent of population may believe that, right? And, right. You know, there are so many things we don't really know about. This is really part of your effort to get the word out, right?
Our job is to educate people about this. You know, we have people that support us, other people that believe in this, but maybe they don't have time to get involved, so they leave it to us to do that, and they support us. They give us donations. I love doing this because I know that what we're doing is right. And, you know, any type of advocacy work, it's difficult to get people to change their minds because they want to defend what they did in the past. That's one of the challenges. But when we do events, I have parents come up to me and thank us. They say, you know, I needed this information. I'm having a baby, or my friend is having a baby, or I need to convince a spouse that we don't need to do this. We get so much great feedback from the public that it makes it all worthwhile.
Mm. Anthony, I want to thank you very much. Last question for you before we go to break. I want to know what your personal message is. And again, please give out your website for folks today. Thanks for joining me.
Sure. Our website is intaction.org. That's intaction.org. And my message is that circumcision is not necessary for babies. We need people to spread the word and to do their research. If not from our organization, there's a lot of information on the web and in social media. And if you know have someone having a baby, especially a baby boy, tell them to research it, because you don't want to wait to the last minute when after you deliver and then the obstetrician comes into the room and says, are we doing a circumcision or not? And they're going to push parents to do it. So you have to have the information before you get there.
Absolutely. Anthony, thank you so much. Anthony LaSquadro joining me here today. We're talking about 7 ways that circumcision damages your mental health. When you go to their website, there is lots of information, including some of the things we believe that are actually not true. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to do our Power Up wrap up today. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedman.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to Power Up Radio. I wanted to thank Anthony for joining us here today. It was something that came up a couple weeks ago, and wanted to bring that right out to all of you. I want to say two things about the wrap up for today. One of the things we're going to be doing in the future with Power Up Radio is we're going to really be covering some of the issues that we don't normally cover on the Dr. Pat Show. This is one of them. And we're also going to be conducting a series of interviews with people that are part of the political arena. And here's what I want to say about that to all of you. We will ask and invite everyone from every party on an area that we want to give you some information on. And so what that means is if we invite somebody from the Republican Party, we'll certainly invite somebody from the other parties, whether it be Democrat or Independent. But one of the things I want to say is we have been collecting a list from all of you of what you want to hear more of. And in a little while, we're going to be setting up a hotline where you're going to be able to call in. And you'll be able to give us, I'm interested in this topic, or I'm interested in that topic, or I want to know more about this, or I want to know more about that. Today's power up question that I want to bring to the forefront is a question that came in to from one of our listeners. And the question, I'm going to read it exactly as it is. And it goes like this. Dear Dr. Pat, I know you haven't talked about this directly. I hope you will do a show on what's happening to the children that we are referring to on the border. It is from the deepest part of my heart that I do understand the rationale for some of what we do. What I don't understand is the inhumanity. And I ask this question, will you do anything to at least try to raise funds for SOAP? Michelle from Arkansas. Michelle, thank you for that. I never thought in the decades that I have been on this planet, myself, and I've done a lot of advocacy, I've done a lot of marching. You know, I shared a couple weeks ago my stepmom and the role she played in the Deep South during the 50s and 60s to fight for human rights, what she believed in, how she wept for a month after John Kennedy's death. And so I never thought in my lifetime, in the richest country you can imagine, that Michelle from Arkansas would be emailing me or anyone, or would have to email me or anyone, to see if we can raise money to send soap and toothpaste. Look at this now. So I'll tell you what I'm really thinking about doing. And I'm going to see if in fact there's something I could do. But I really want, and I hope, that the large organizations, the big ones, the people that give you that toothpaste that you put so lovingly on your teeth, maybe once, twice, or three times a day, those companies that manufacture and produce more soap than you can even imagine, that even if these places were to take their damaged bars of soap, or maybe their toothpaste that happened to not be wrapped perfectly, and somebody at a very high salary at those companies were to have a light bulb go on in their heads and their hearts and say, you know what? We've got a surplus of thousands of these. How about we send them? Now, how hard is that to even imagine that in the world we live in? You know, I was listening to Cory Booker last night, and he said something very interesting. And what he said was, and there are a couple of things that, you know, I like about Mr. Booker, Senator Booker, and a couple of things that, you know, I'd like him to do differently. But then that's just the nature of politics, isn't it? But one of the things he talked about guns was this. What he talked about was he was tired of hearing about all the prayers that were being sent to him, and that it's time for action. I am blown away by those people, those amazing people that stood up there last night, right? Any one of them you could just sit down and have coffee with. And I did not hear any of them call on the companies that could, or anything that they're going to do, anything that they could possibly put together to raise money to get soap and toothpaste to these kids and these parents and these people. Again, this is just me saying, Senator Booker, if you're tired about hearing prayers and stuff like that going on about gun control, and I got to tell you, Senator, prayers go a really long way. But I want to take a phrase you said last night. Faith without works is dead. So I don't even hear anybody talking faith about these people. So I'm not sure where the works are coming from. And more importantly, all of you that were up there last night are going to get this message that came from this listener, to say, even if you can't figure out how to get these people soap, go to the damn department store and buy a couple of cases and send it yourself. Yeah, it sounds small, But like you said, Senator Booker, faith without works is dead. Get doing some works. We'll see you next time.
Are you fired up? Thank you for listening to Power Up Radio with Dr. Pat Basilio. Unleashed, unshaken, unstoppable. If you missed any part of this show, subscribe to the podcast at drpatshow.com or search Power Up Radio on any of your favorite podcast platforms.